In Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1, we see a psalm here, the psalmist David, presenting to us some ideas about really what we can do in our lives to overcome sin and to be those that are aware of the progression of sin. We see the verse there, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." And we see here a progression, beginning with the walking, and then the standing, and then the sitting. Really, this starting small and getting larger, getting greater. I want you to think of something that is the same many times in your life. A little white lie. And so often we think, well, I was just trying to save myself or save face or keep someone else from getting into trouble. And we say a little white lie, just a small little thing, not going to hurt anyone, not going to offend anyone, but just saving face. What often happens? You have to tell another one, the lie becomes bigger, and eventually other things may even happen in your life that would take you away from God. Sin progressing, starting very small, but getting bigger. I want you also to consider King David. We read many things about King David and his life and how of a godly man he was, but in one instance we see David falter, and we see him falter in relationship to Bathsheba. He was on top of his roof, and he looked out and saw Bathsheba bathing on top of her roof. And no doubt when he beheld her, many thoughts began to creep into his mind, and he began to lust and want her for his own wife, to know her in a physical sense. And what did he do? Well, it got so involved in such a point that he even had Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, sent to the front lines of battle. Why? So that he could get rid of him. So Uriah would be killed by the other forces, and so that he could take Bathsheba for his own. What started as just a little glimpse, just a little thing in his life, developed into such a thing that he had a man murdered. That's what sin does. It starts small and it grows to the point that it ensnares and envelops and takes hold of us. But what do we need to do? Be those that don't let it happen. Put a stop to it. Don't let sin start small so that it may grow. You consider the acorn of a tree. That little acorn is dropped off that tree and begins to grow into a tree itself, a small thing growing into a mighty oak. Something starting small but getting bigger. Consider the progression of evil we read there in Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Beginning by walking in the counsel of the ungodly, merely passing by, being associates of evil, being those that are just on the surface attached to evil. Maybe not fully engulfed, maybe not fully developed, but being associates with it. Walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And then that progression to not only walking, but then standing in the path of sinners. Stopping, standing there, being amidst that sin, and then beyond that, even sitting in the seat of the scornful. What happens with sin? It progresses, and it gets bigger, and it grows upon itself. So what do we need to do? Be those that are blessed. Be those that are happy and joyful, not doing those things. Not walking, not standing, and not sitting in ungodliness. Not sitting in the seat of the scornful. Let us be those that are always aware of sin. And let us rule out those small things in our life so that we as well can be those that are considered blessed by God.